This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Economy and business centric though we are, come on, everything is politics right now, and more people than ever want to be political in this moment and are willing to spend on it. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, this election, the whole thing, not just the top of the ticket, it's probably going to wind up costing almost $11 billion. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on one slice of the donor base that is getting bigger.
Big money donors still play the biggest role in funding campaigns. Just 100 people have contributed 8% of the money in this race. But according to the Center for Responsive Politics, donors who give less than $200 are starting to catch up.
They've contributed 22% of all donations so far, which is much larger than in previous cycles.
Sarah Briner is research director for the CRP. She says that's up from 14% 4 years ago. This year's small dollar total will be almost $2 billion, which
is a lot of money coming from people who have been affected by the pandemic, by the recession.
And also despite the pandemic putting a damper on traditional fundraising events.
I think that it just goes to show how concerned people are going into this election.
Another reason for the rise of the small dollar donor? Technology. Online donation platforms aren't limited by lockdowns.
It's much easier to give now. Act Blue on the Democratic side and increasingly Win Red on the Republican side have made it very easy for somebody to give $5 or $10 to a candidate.
David Primo teaches political science and business administration at the University of Rochester.
And small donations are now in the billions of dollars. And that's not something we would have seen a decade ago.
Back then, small dollar donors played a much smaller role. This year, they're giving more than PACs and super PACs combined. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.